And that was Richard Grunder with the call of the 2015 Sam F. Davis Ocean Night for trainer Kieran McLaughlin, stamping himself as one of the top three-year-olds in the country at that point. As we know, he would come back in the Tampa Bay Derby. Things didn't go according to plan that day. He would be given a break and then continue on throughout the rest of his career. But Ocean Knight, very, very talented. And Kieran back in the Sam F. Davis later this afternoon with Aja Weed, who is another horse that has a lot of talent. And Kieran with me now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. How about yourself?
Great, thanks.
Aja Weed, this is a horse that, you know, has ability, has shown it throughout his entire brief career. Last time out, runner-up behind Shotsky in New York. Tell me a little bit about Aja Weed. Where is he right now?
He's on the van heading to Tampa. He's a really nice, big, curling colt with a great mind, does everything right, and he wants the distance of, you know, as far as they write the races, we feel like. So that's a good sign for going forward. But unlucky to lose in the Remsen last time. It came running from well back and just missed and came out of the race in good shape. And talking to Rick Nichols, we weren't sure where we were going to run, but we're happy to get him back in the starting gate today at Tampa.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the distance factor, and he'll run as long as they can write the races. He debuted at Saratoga last August at 6 furlongs. He was fifth that day, kind of had an inside trip, and then came back at a mile. You stretched him out, and boy, did he show his true colors that day. He drew off to win by more than 4 lengths.
Yeah, that was a big effort, and we knew he wanted to go further. Most of the time, our horses improved. Second start, third start, so hopefully he'll keep improving. We have to improve today to beat this Independence Hall. He's very talented, so we'll see how it goes. But we're doing well and ready to go.
Have you gotten a chance to see Independence Hall in person?
I did see him. I saw his hind feet kicking up in the paddock
Jerome.
That's Jerome, yes. So he was tough to saddle. Mike had his hands full. He's done a great job with the horse, and he's very talented, very fast horse. Today there's some speed. Hopefully entertains him early for us because we'll be well back making a run.
That racetrack, Kieran, is different than a lot of surfaces. At least I've been told that. From your perspective, as a guy who's won more than 1,500 races in his career, That track at Tampa, how would you describe it?
Very sandy, safe, nice track. Sometimes it can get a little bit speedy, but today there seems like there's a lot of pace in the race, so a horse isn't going to get an uncontested lead. It's pretty fair track, and the main thing is for us with this horse at this time, it was either go up for the withers, and we didn't really want to go to Aqueduct and on a deep, tiring track and run a mile and an eighth. First start back this year. And Holy Bull is speed favoring, short run into the stretch at Gulfstream. So we didn't really want to do that. So we had to think about it, but we decided to go here to get started. And then we'll make plans after this race today where we go next. But it just, hopefully it works out for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question as you were mapping out his early season course here. Have you thought that far ahead as to if things go well today, do we stay there for the Tampa Bay Derby? Do we go to New York? Have you really given it that much thought yet, or you just get past today?
No, not too much, but New York we will not do because the next one is the Gotham one-turn mile. So we could end up for the Wood Memorial there. But we have a lot of options with the fairgrounds and hot springs in Florida and Tampa. So a lot of different options, but we'll just take it one day at a time. So literally one day at a time, we'll figure it out tomorrow.
How about the inside post position going a mile and a 16th at Tampa?
Well, it's okay. It's fine because we're going to be coming from off the pace.
Yep.
And that way we'll save ground down inside. And like I said, there's a couple of really fast horses, and we might find ourselves even last or next to last. But Joel Rosario, the faster they go, the further we might get back. But he's a great rider in times. He's moved well. just hopefully we can time it a neck faster than last time.
Talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, how do you approach and view these early season prep races?
Well, like I said, we're just happy to get him back to the races, get him in the starting gate, and get a race under his belt, and then we take it from there and just see where to go next. But you just want to get him back to the races and have a good performance. We don't have to win today to still feel like we have a derby horse or a horse pointing that way. It's three-year-olds this time of the year. It's great to have a nice three-year-old. So he'll tell us if we where we go and how it goes. You know, we won't force the derby on him, but hopefully he takes us there.
That's a great point. And you and I talk, it seems like every year now, you and I have a chance to catch up in the spring a couple of times, making your way down the road to the Kentucky Derby. And that's a great position for you to be in, because it means that you're getting live three-year-olds that are making their way toward the first Saturday in May. Have you changed your approach or tweaked anything over the years in terms of trying to get a horse to peak on the first Saturday in May when you get there? I know how much you want to win it.
Not really, no. We try pretty much do the same thing. We try to get there. It's a lot about the horse, and you just hope that you do get there with a nice sound horse and give him the best shot to get there and win. But we've run fourth three times, second once. It's a tough race to win, but the prep races are very important and valuable these days also.
I tell everybody that just to get a horse in the starting gate in our sport is a major accomplishment. And then if you're lucky enough to win a race, any race, that's a huge accomplishment. To get to the Kentucky Derby, Kieran, put that in perspective for me.
Yes, it's very hard to get there. Only 20 horses get there. And the prep races now become very important because of the money behind them. $2 million race in Dubai, $1 million preps everywhere, it seems like. So they're important for a horse's future as a stallion. It's nice to try and win some of these prep races. And the Kentucky Derby is the Kentucky Derby. Everybody dreams about trying to win it. And it's great to have a horse or two that we think has a chance to get there.
So often when we watch golfers on the PGA Tour, they'll talk about not looking at the leaderboard throughout their round. The Kentucky Derby, earning a spot in the starting gate is based on points, as it has been the past several years. Do you even pay attention to the points as you're going down the road, or do you just figure, okay, if I got a good enough horse, the points will take care of themselves?
Yeah, that's the way you have to look at it, is the last prep is so important, and you don't want to run if you're not running well by then. The first, you know, week in April or two, you need to, all the points of those races. So if the horse takes us there, the points will be earned, and, you know, we won't have to worry about it.
Obviously, we're talking about Aja Weed because he's in the spotlight this afternoon in the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis, but are there any other Kieran McLaughlin three-year-olds we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, we only nominated one other one, and that's Spa City. And he actually runs today in a maiden race, a mile and an eighth at Gulfstream. And he was second last time and still green. Big colt by Street Sense and out of Sarah Louise. And we think he has a chance to get there. If we get his maiden book today, we could, you know, possibly have a horse for the Derby. But it's, you know, he has to break his maiden and then take us there, or the Preakness or something, or the Belmont. So he's a talented colt. He's the only other colt we nominate to the Triple Crown.
He is as good as it gets. He is trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, always so generous with your time. I really appreciate it. All the best with Aja Weed this afternoon, and go get it done.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.